Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we pick a word and we go through about four or five scriptures about that word. People used to ask me, how'd you learn the word of God? Well, I took it one word at a time. And so I taught a great Christian school for 10 years, and I taught the Bible class every day for 171 days a year. So I went from Genesis to Revelation 10 times in 10 years. You sort of get the big picture. But what I also did, I took my own personal Bible study, and I'd take every morning, I'd take just about 5 minutes, and I'd get a 3x5 card or a 4x5 card, and I'd pick one word, and I'd look up some scriptures. I'd have my computer, I'd have my concordance, just find 4 or 5 scriptures about this one word. So what does this word mean? So the word we're picking up today is the word sin. The word sin, S-I-N. James 4:17 says this, New Living Translation, remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and not do it. People think sin is doing something wrong, or doing something bad, doing something evil. Well, sometimes it's sin to not do something. It's sin that says to know what you ought to do and then you don't do it. It's just as bad a sin when you don't do something as this when you do something. So that's good to remember. Romans 6:23. Remember, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a free gift. The wages of sin is death, but God's gift is eternal life. Psalm 36, verse 1. The Bible says, sin whispers to the wicked deep within their hearts. They have no fear of God at all. I'm going to read this real slow. Psalm 36, 1. Sin whispers to the wicked deep within their hearts. They have no fear of God at all. Now, I've shared this several times in several programs. I pray this twice a day. Every morning I get up, I pray a short prayer. I got some things I always pray about, but I always pray this, always. Father, I give you permission today. Teach me and my family to fear you. Teach me and my family to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor. So teach me and my family to fear you. It's a great thing to pray every day. Romans 3:20. For no one could ever be made right with God by doing what the law commands. No one can ever be made right with God by doing what the law commands. The law simply shows us how sinful we are. Now, I grew up in church. I was in church every time the doors opened, and we went every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, camp meeting, training union. And one of the things I got as a kind of a revelation was Old and New Testament, God wrote them both. They're both very important. But when the New Testament came, when Jesus came, they did away with the law. Remember, when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible says in the temple, the veil behind which the Ark of the Covenant sat, the veil was torn top to bottom. There's no more veil hiding the Ark of the Covenant. We don't need the Ark of the Covenant. We now have personal relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ. So what the law did was showed us how bad we were, because nobody ever kept the law. You know, people always say, I've been by so many towns in America traveling all these last 31 years. And you go by county courthouses, and they used to have the Ten Commandments engraved in concrete out front. Ten Commandments. And what people don't understand is no human has ever kept the Ten Commandments. God gave them to show us that we can't keep them. That's why God gave them. We needed a son, but we didn't know we needed a son. So God gave the law to us. We can't keep the law. So no, you can't. You need his son. So the law simply shows us how sinful we are. That's a great revelation. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. 1 John 3:4, New Living Translation. Everyone who sins is breaking God's law. For all sin is contrary to the law of God. All sin is contrary to the law of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He personally, Jesus, carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. For by his stripes, we are healed. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross. He didn't deserve to die. We deserve to die. He took our place. He did that so we can be dead to sin and live to do what is right. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Again, New Living Translation. The temptations in your life, oh, no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so you can endure. Now, most people don't even know this is in the Bible. It's in the New Testament. I'm going to read this real slow. This is a powerful scripture. 1 Corinthians 10:13. The temptations in your life are no different than whatever this experience. And people always say, well, you don't know what I've been through. You know what's going on. I don't need to know. All I know is that God will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, God, the creator of the universe, will show you a way out so you can endure. Man, that's, you ought to put that on a bumper sticker. And then Colossians 1:13-14. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Whoa. He did what? He forgave our sins. For he rescued us from the kingdom of darkness, transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Man, that's some great scripture. Now, there's a ton more, but that's enough to kind of get you to know that God said what God said about sin, what he thinks about sin, how we've been redeemed, the wages of sin is death, but we've been set free through the life of Jesus Christ. Sin whispers all the time. The law shows us how sinful we are and that all sin is contrary to the law of God, but we can be dead to sin and live for what is right, God promised in 1 Peter. We can do this. We can do this. So guys, have yourself a blessed day and realize you're blessed and highly favored, and God's going to order your steps and direct your paths, and you don't have to live under sin. You can repent quick and forgive quick. People say, you say you don't sin anymore? No, I never said that. I teach it all the time. I teach on family all the time. I said, you know, I still sin, but what do you do when you sin? I repent quick and I forgive quick. The Bible says the righteous fall 7 times a day, but they get back up. We're not the perfect people where they're getting back up even. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.